We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Our Home.
Right. Up to you, Bill.
Right. Seven to one. Come to me, seven. You beautiful baby. Come to me. Six. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Bond Street. $3 at £25,000.
I don't even tell you the gas works.
You won't. Let's see what you got.
I'll pay £5,000 in part range. The dark blue one. Now go on, you threw a double, it's you. Six.
Four and three, six. The financial wizard is for it.
Go on, seven. Go on. There we are.
Count. I'll read it, I'll read it. Now,
find £4,000. Payable to me and miss the next seven goes.
No, oh, tell me that. I don't believe you.
No, it's not in the pack. I've doubled them up. All right.
Now, my go.
Now, come on, my boy.
Four. On the hoop. One, two, three, four.
Now, well. You have inherited £5,000. Every time you land on chance, you read the card and inherit a small fortune.
Just the way it goes, I mean, what a... I'll look through the window, see who that is.
Yeah. Oh, Sid James. Quick operation, James. Scramble. You hide the silver, I'll stick the ornaments down. Keep your hands in your pocket.
Oh, now, let's get now. Set.
Right.
Open up. Well, open the door. Come in through the peephole. We don't particularly want the likes of you around here. Be about your business. You know the town of the neighborhood.
Be off.
You can show for your Orson cart in the front garden.
Orson cart?
That's me competition trotting, sir.
Are you going to let me in?
Oh, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
No. From past experience, I estimate that the many talks I've had with you have cost me approximately a shilling a word.
It's urgent.
Now, send me a telegram, then.
Look, Andrew, I won't keep you long. It's dead urgent, I tell you.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what. As a token of my sincerity, I'll give you back the cigarette box I went last time I was there.
Thank you, Sid. Thanks quite often.
Oh, very well.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Oh. Well, don't you give it up?
Cigarette?
Yeah.
Who's brand, you know? Hancock.
I allowed him to call them after me, you know. Well, when I heard how much Larry got, I thought, get in.
Hey there, funny looking frag, don't
I? Well, you must realize they're a bit cheaper than the others. They're 20 for 8 cents.
filter tip goes three quarters of the way up.
Yeah. Oh, I'll try one.
You got a light?
Stop. Oh, I like that. I finished it. Have another one. Yeah, I'll put it the other way this time. Makes a better smoke. Well, now. Now, look. I'm in dead trouble. I'm at my wit's end. You've got to help me, Hancock.
Look, Phil.
We all like you. I'm sorry I can't hide you anymore. Now, these floorboards have been up and down so many times, we can't get the crease out of the car.
Oh, you got it wrong. I'm not on the run. Well,
what's wrong, then?
It's my dad.
Who?
My dad, my old man.
Well, I suppose so.
Yes. It's something I never thought of you with a mum and dad.
You sound like a type.
Well, I am. I got a mum and dad same as everybody else.
What do you have? I just can't imagine you as a baby, that's all.
I don't know. Yes. Yes, I can see you now. Sitting in your pram. Filling your rattle up with lead stuff and leaving all the other kids over there. Anyway, seriously now, what about your dad?
It's his birthday tomorrow. He's 83 and he's coming down to London to spend the holiday with me.
Well, very nice too. What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't let him stay with me.
Why not?
I'm a bit ashamed of it, really, but...
Now, come on.
Well, you see, he kept reading in the papers that I was appearing in court. There was only one thing I could do.
What?
I told him I was a judge.
Lord Justice James? How could you lie to your own father like that?
Well, I had to. If he knew what I really was, he'd never get over it. So I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, let him stay with you for a fortnight.
You can't. Not your own father. He's looking forward to seeing his little boy again.
Oh, I'll come down and visit him. If you can't stop at my place, you'll wonder who the redhead is. And you'll never believe that light-fingered Louie and Spanish Henry are my clerks to the court. And all those cars coming in and going out, different colors. Now, he's bound to know this is too risky. I can't disillusion the old boy after all these years. He's proud of me. He loves me. Apart from that, he might turn me in. Oh, please let him stay with you, Hancock.
Well, if I do, it's not for you, Sid.
It's not for you, it's for him.
Poor old man.
And not a word about me?
You won't find out from me, I promise.
Oh, thank God, I won't forget. I promise I'll never do you again. Until after he's gone.
Thank you, Sid. That's most kind. I knew I could rely on you. Are you looking to us, Sid? Me and Bill will do our best to make the old boy comfortable. I'll tell you what. Let's give him a birthday party tomorrow, and you come round and see him. He'll like that.
All right, then.
Have a shave, you know.
Put the best suit on. Don't come round in that black and white hoop jersey and look sack, will you?
Not really judge's gear, is it?
Well, then I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again. Now, look after Dad, won't you? He's all I've got.
All right, Sid. Get out.
Well, shut off it. There you are, Sid. Was good in all of it. Old Sid's got a spark of decency in him, after all. And he's really very fond of his old Dad.
He's really grateful to me for doing this, and I... Where's my silver candlestick gone? They were here a minute ago. I left them on the piano next to me gold lame suit.
Oh, but it's dark out. He probably wanted to find his way home.
Come on, William, to work. We've got to get the spare room ready.
Hey, that's my room.
He's not having that.
Yes, he is. We'll have to make some other arrangement for you.
I'm not sleeping out in the dog kennel again.
Sergeant, that
are under the floorboard.
Oh, that's all right. There, it's all with us.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, all right.
Well, that's it.
He
should be quite comfortable now. Let's see if we forgot anything. Sheet, blanket, pillows. Either down, both down. Oh, yes.
What?
That's it.
Peter, slumber deeper.
What is it?
But, Trump, that door panel is so hard. Listen, he's 83. You can't expect him to sleep on the spring.
Poor old man, he left little curly patterns all over him.
I think this is carrying friendship too far. Putting me out in the dog kennel. I think it's a downright liberty.
Listen, if I get much more of this, I'll cut the biscuits down.
Now then, get those pictures off the wall.
Thank you, madam.
What an exhibition.
You'll be out, Teddy.
Two and six a dozen. I'm better than using this place as a box number.
No,
leave them there. They're coming down. Catch them in front of him, go into a coma.
We'll put some decent stuff up there for my room. You know, Monica the Glen, Island Cattle. And when did you last see your father?
They don't draw stuff like that these days. They don't draw stuff like that.
Of course they can't get artists to them.
All gone are the days of a plate of bananas and an apple.
They're fish bones and people with 3 ears these days.
I don't know what the world's coming to.
I should have been 400 years ago, me. Much more at home, much more at home, much more luxury.
Don't get time these days.
Quick flick through fuel and hardware and let me look.
What about the bed?
Oh, yes, forgive me, I was digesting. Yes, well, the mattress is in and the photographs are out. I think we're all set now. Don't forget he's an old man. Be nice to him.
Treat him. Treat him as if he was your own father.
No, that's not right.
Just keep out of his way, that'll be best. That's him, come on, see yourself. Now, that's the old National Elf, isn't there?
Oh, are you Mr. Tiny? Oh, are you Mr. Tiny and Kick?
Well, that's near enough, I should think.
You must be Mr. James.
That's right. Oh, Mr. James. Here you are, old me bird. Oh, you watch me bird, Clarence. Me toucan.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, get in here.
Don't put your finger in the cage, old dear me. Now have your finger all like a shot. Got jaws like razor blades, yes.
All right.
Bill, come and hold the birdcage. Don't put your
finger in. Don't tell him.
Don't tell him. Might be a giggle, you never know.
Well, where's the rest of your baggage?
Yeah, here on the steps. Here, where shall I put arrows?
Who's out?
It's me, goat. I never go anywhere without
that. Oh, well, I suppose you'd have to go in the dog kennel.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He can't. What about me?
You'll have to move out again. Door with a potting shed.
And you got to clear out me just in these miniatures?
Oh, no, there's all spiders and green flying there.
They won't mind. Only for a fortnight. Now, come on, bring Mr. James back in.
Thank you, very nice. Come on, Percy.
Percy?
It's his pet donkey.
Oh. Where are we going to put him?
The potting shed.
Bill! No!
All right, I'm now under the floorboard.
We'll start to see him in a minute as soon as Sidney arrives.
Are you sure he's coming?
Oh, sure. He wouldn't miss his old dad's birthday.
Yes, he's a good boy. He's a judge, you know.
No, I believe.
Oh, yes. His mother and I are a bit worried about him now. He's working 2 hours.
Really?
Yes, must be very strenuous, his judge work. We notice every time he appears in court, he has to take holiday afterwards.
I remember he was very ill in 1947.
3 years, maybe.
Yes. He went to Devon, stayed on the moors. Now he sends us a lovely postcard. Lovely big hotel he was staying at. He had a little room all to himself. himself. It's very good at the eyes of the season, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of his cases?
Only the ones with the fourth bottles of smuggling.
One case? No! No, no.
It's never been, you know. It's not enough proof. It's always hardy with policemen when he's in court. It's very difficult.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the young rascal again. Very proud of him we are. He's always been very good to me and his mother. Liberace James, they call him, the village. Every week he sends us money or a necklace or a ring or something.
That's touching.
Yeah. If that's another of your animals, Dad, I quit.
Animals don't ring bells. Go on, open the door.
Oh. Oh, good afternoon, Constable.
Good afternoon, sir. We have reasonably Sidney James here. He was seen proceeding in an easterly direction towards this house.
What's this? What's this? You want Sidney? Oh, don't tell me he's got to go to court again.
Yes, he has, and we find him. He's wanted for a serious lead off the church roof, sir.
Lead off the church roof? Why do they have to bother him with petty criminals? I thought he only tried the big stuff.
Oh, no, Sidney, you're trying it.
It's my birthday. Don't someone go in his place?
Look, I think you better leave it to me, Dad. Officer, I'm afraid that Judge James is near.
Who?
Now, they say his wife isn't expected today. And you look in his chambers.
If you mean Fred the news, and I'll tell you, ain't there?
Yes. He isn't here. If we see him, we'll tell him you're looking for him.
You'd better not. I'll be waiting outside the front gate.
Dear me, you'll be a judge, like a doctor, called out any time.
Hancock, has he gone? How did you get in? I climbed in the back window. Quick, pull the curtain. Can't you keep out of trouble even for a fortnight? It's not
my fault. It's an old job. I did it last month. They didn't find out of it. It's gone till last night. The rain got in and threw the collecting plate out.
And as soon as the party's over, you can leave. Huh? Come on over here. Down, Sidney.
Look who's here.
Hello, son.
Well, go on. Say hello to him.
Hello, Daddy.
Look at you, son. Oh, dear, oh, dear. 25 years. What have you done in all that time, son?
About 23.
Oh, I can't get over it. He looks just like his mother.
Oh, dear, a poor old lady.
How have you been keeping, son?
All right, Daddy. You?
Oh, very well, very well.
How's Mummy?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes, he says, are you still taking the condiment oil and malt?
Oh, no.
Oh, you should. Oh, you're a very naughty boy. You always were a delicate child.
Daddy, I'm 40 now.
It doesn't matter. The nice hair is no good to you.
The pity is all he ever gets.
Yeah, well, let's get on with the tea, shall we? Here we are, Daddy. Here's a birthday present for you.
Oh, lovely. A pair of silver candlesticks.
Here, they're mine.
Shut up.
Oh, what a good boy you are. We've kept every present you ever sent us. Your mother will be pleased with me. I go very well with the ornamental clock.
Well, that's where it went. Got any Georgian silver, sir?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you might have.
$4,000?
Yes, we got lots of odd pieces.
And so am I. We'll have to get together one day and make a set. This is the man of room, sir. Have you got a television set?
No, no, I've always wanted one.
Still hide it.
Hey, come on, what about the cheese? Look, I brought a lovely birthday cake round for you.
Well, there's some poor baker around here needs a front window.
Well, there isn't. I paid for this. Edwardian Fred's missus made it.
Who's that?
Justice Edwardian Fred. A colleague of mine. Yeah. Let's sit down to tea, shall we?
Wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something, Sidney?
What?
Go and wash your hands.
No.
And this is one of Sidney Tyson when he was 9.
Ah, isn't that sweet? Mm. HMS Lollipop, isn't it?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Why don't...
Hello.
Here's one.
Oh, ah.
Oh, dear, on the rug here.
Oh, even that double in, isn't it?
This is my favorite. Taken when he was 11 in the church choir. Boy Soprano, he was.
Oh, turn it up, Daddy.
Be quiet and eat your crust up. Angelic boy, wasn't he? Vicar's favourite, wasn't he, son? Always let him take the collection.
How is the old church these days?
It isn't. It closed down just after you left when the collection money disappeared.
Well, it's a pity, but I've got to be going.
Oh, dear, have you?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. I've got a couple of heavy sentences to pass today. You know, another start.
Well, I think your policeman's ringers outside will drive you down there. They've got the car. I'll call them. He's over there.
Sid, I know it's his birthday, but you don't have to stuff the cake down his throat.
Well, I'm off. I'll get out the back way. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Hancock, what? Get the floorboards up. They're at the back as well.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Mr. Kerr. Is Sidney home yet?
Yes, he came in at about 4 o'clock this morning.
He's under the floorboards now, I suppose.
Yes, he likes to go straight to his room when he comes in.
Judges didn't use the word like that in my day. Living under the floorboards all day, going out at midnight every night. Coming home at 4 o'clock and straight under the floor. Yes, pass me that shoe.
Morning, son! Morning, daughter!
Strange place to work. He's been there 3 days now. Must be a very secret case he's working on.
Yeah.
It's actually difficult to be safe down there. The heat's on.
The heat's on. That's why it's down there.
Morning, all.
Morning.
Hi, Sid. Morning.
Well, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, it's in front of you.
Oh, it is. What, may I ask, are you going to eat it with?
My fingers aren't quite the right place for porridge, eggs and bacon.
Go and get the cutlery.
There's none there.
Of course there's some there. I bought a new silver set last week. £30 that lot cost me.
I tell you, they're not there.
Dad, where's the cutlery?
How do I know?
Never mind. We have toast and coffee. Anything in the papers?
No?
Oh, another bank robbery, as I thought.
Yes, what's this about bank robbery?
Oh, nothing. Says here, third bank robbery in 3 nights. Between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. Could be still looking for the thief. £1,000 reward for any information leading to his capture.
Oh, dear. What a lot of money. I wonder if Sidney knows who done them.
Yes, I wonder.
I wouldn't worry about it, Dad. You go up to your room and have a rest, eh?
Yes, I should. Oh, dear,
what
a lot of money.
Poor old man. He must never find out what a rogue he produced.
Hey, come on out. I want to have a word with you. Come on out.
What about the Rogers?
Never mind about them. Come on out.
No.
Well, move the little board and poke your head up, then. I want to talk to you.
What? You cad. You veritable bounder. What a nerve. How dare you use my house as a base for your nefarious activities?
Ooh. I don't know what you're talking about. If it wasn't for your dear old father, I'd turn you in myself and collect the reward money.
Look, I won't pretend I hadn't intended to do it.
I had it worked out for weeks. That's why I whipped the letter from the church to put down a deposit on the tools for the bank job.
I had a plan worked out in a little black book for ages. And what happens? Each night I get down to the bank, work for half an hour on the door, and then I find it's already open. I go inside, use half a pound of jelly on the vault, and find their entry.
I've been done all along the line. Somebody's working my territory.
You want to be ashamed of yourself?
I am. First time it's happened to me in 20 years of trading. Old established firm like me, I'm going to give it one more go. I've got one more bank on my list, the Northern Provincial. I'm going to do that one tonight.
You are not? I'm going to tell the police.
Oh, no, you won't. What about me poor old dad? It'll kill him. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You fiend. You scurvy knave.
Leave my house and never talk to my problems again.
Oh, God.
When I pull tonight's job up, I'll refurnish the old place that way. All right, nail the board down. I'm going to kiss till 0 hour. And I'm not going to be messed up again tonight.
It's empty again.
Oh,
How are we going to break it to the poor old man?
Why, what's happened?
It's in the papers. Look. Sid got caught last night trying to rob the bank. The police were there waiting for him.
Well, what about the money? What happened to it?
I don't know. $80,000 taken from the four robberies. Sid said he didn't do it, but we know. Isn't it somewhere?
What are we going to tell the old man? He'll break his heart when he hears about this.
Well, he's got to find out sometime. Let's go in and get it over with.
All right. Knock on his door. He'll probably still be in bed. Again? Wait, what? Are you awake?
Just a minute, I won't be long. 79,998.
79,999.
80,000.
Of course. What I'd like to know is, how did the police know
Steve
was going to be there last night?
Oh, somebody tipped them off to collect a £1,000 reward.
$1,000. All right, you can come in now.
Mr. Gangai, I don't quite know how to tell you this, but hello, you're packed there, are you? You
going? Yes, going back to the wife. There's no point in stopping now. Sydney's not here. I've got my taxi waiting outside.
Well, I'm sorry you're going. It's been very nice meeting you. And
we'll carry a bag out for you. Just get in the taxi and leave it to us, eh?
Oh, yes. Well, it is nice. I never expected that.
15 cabin trucks, 8 suitcases, 5 sacks and a Gladstone bag.
And this stuff out of the living room.
Oh, the 7 big wooden crates. Yes, there, here you are. You only had the 1 suitcase when you arrived.
Yes, well, I bought a few presents for the wife and some firewood for the 50
years. Yes, yes, of course. Breaks your heart, doesn't it, really?
Bill, there's not any change on it.
Why, what do you want?
Oh, no, it's gone. It'll be a bit short. I suppose the least we can do is to see him. All right, for a few questions.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I've only got a couple here.
That's all right, that'll do. I've got a few.
Mr. James?
Yes?
Here you are. This is a little something for yourself. Here you are. Keep it going through the winter.
Oh, 100 weight of coal,
I don't know what to say.
No.
Oh, thank you. Not that good of you. You're not an old man, not forgotten. Oh, thank you very much.
Touch me. Come on, please.
Well, the taxi's waiting. I'd better go. Goodbye.
There he goes. What a wonderful old man. Off of the air.
I'm glad to know him.
Ah, well, let's go back in.
Yeah. What a grand old man.
Ah, well, let's have some dinner.
No cutlery, remember?
Oh, well, let's have some coffee.
No coffee pot.
Oh, well, we'll just sit and watch the telly.
Hello?
What?
No telly.
Look, Bob.
What?
The house is in completely shipped. The living room empty. The lounge stripped naked.
Oh, no. Bill. Who's being taken for the...
You want to read something a bit edifying, something a bit educative.